All right, dear. We're almost there, but I just want to be clear about something. You must stay right next to me the whole time. Do you understand? I know, dear. You're not the type to act rashly, but I have to make sure Omukari are no joke. They're some of the most dangerous yokai out there, especially to humans. If we get separated and I can't protect you, then you won't stand much of a chance. Well, picture a massive centipede, but where the head would be is the upper body of a woman. That's what an Omukari looks like. They're aggressive and sadistic, not to mention venomous. If you get caught, you'll almost certainly die, and it won't be quick. And you're sure you have to come? Gashitokuro would never have to know. We would just... Would it really be cheating? If you weren't there personally, you'd still be sort of responsible for getting the treasure. I wouldn't be here without you, after all. That counts, right? Aww. I love you madly, but you're such a purist. All right then, it's fine. Just keep the Kanzen jewel on you at all times. It will repel anything that harbors ill intent. And don't get careless. Just because you have the jewel doesn't mean you're invulnerable. You could still be hurt by inanimate objects thrown at you from the distance. And there are a small handful of ways to nullify the barrier. I want that jewel to be a last resort. The worst part of all this is that we don't even know for sure if there's even a treasure here. But our only and best lead is that there's an Omukari that hoards ancient artifacts. It would be wonderful if she had both, but we'll be lucky if there's even one here. Ah, wonderful. That cave looks, well, safe. Well, we should...
Stay away. You're not welcome.
Stay back. You have something we need. We're willing to negotiate, but we'll use force if necessary.
Just go.
I don't like this. I think she's luring us in. Maybe we should come back later with some kind of help. All right, that's a fair point. Maybe I shouldn't have announced our intentions then. I didn't consider that she might run off with the treasure. All right, we'll go in then, but stay behind me or in front of me. She might attack from the rear. Just stay right next to me. Oh, this cave is so dreary. How can any yokai live in such a dark, damp cave? This woman seriously has no taste. Wait. I see a light down that way. Tread carefully, dear. Oh, look at all this. She really is a collector. Look at all these books. And all the artifacts scattered around. How are we going to find a treasure among all this?
I told you to go away.
You again. Watch it. If you move even another inch closer to my darling, I'll tear each and every one of your legs off. What?
I won't give you the chance. I'll bite you.
Prove it.
Huh? Hey, listen. You really don't want me to come over there.
Is she trembling? If this is an act, then it's the best act I've ever seen. I mean, there's no way to know for sure, though. Did you just throw the jewel at her?
Wait, this jewel? Wow, look at this. Does this have sacred energy in it?
Oh, I see. She wouldn't even be able to get near it if she were dangerous, let alone hold it. So that means she's a cowardly Omukare.
I am not a coward. I just don't like fighting.
Which is how some people might define cowardice. Interesting. It looks like we caught a lucky break, my dear. We can just intimidate her into handing over the treasure.
Please don't bully me. I just wanted to be left alone.
This will be too easy. All right, Bug Girl. We're looking for a sacred treasure or two. Show us where they are and I won't tear you in half. Wait, hey, don't run. What? I didn't think she'd get that scared. Hey, where are you going? What? No, I will not scare her off again. Sweetie, you have to let me protect you. All right, but I'm staying close as I can.
Please leave me alone. The jewel? Oh, I ran off with it. I'm so sorry. I wasn't stealing, I promise. Please don't hurt me. What? The Kanzen jewel? Wait, really? Of course I know what it is. It's one of the sacred treasures that protected the Yokai village. I love history, so... Sorry. I got a little excited. When stuff like that comes up, I get a little... overeager. Oh, I see. So if this is the Kanzen jewel, then that means you two don't have ill intent. So is this scary lady lying?
I am not a scary lady. I'm sorry. I never planned on hurting you. It's just that this is really important to us.
Well, let's see. This is the Kanzen jewel, and you mentioned two treasures. So, the two other sacred treasures of the Yokai village, that's what you're looking for?
Yes, that's right. You know about them?
Oh, of course. They're really fascinating. They're some of the most potent artifacts Yokai have ever managed to create, and they're central to a lot of historical conflicts. I have, 16, 17, 18 books about them.
That many? I didn't think that many books about the treasures even existed.
Oh, you'd be surprised. There are a lot of scholars that write all about them.
So, if you know so much about them, and you have all these artifacts in your collection, does that mean you do have the treasures?
Oh, only one of... No, I don't have any.
Excuse me?
Huh?
Sweetie, maybe you should handle this. You're good at this sort of thing.
What? Oh, so you're actually from the Yokai village. I can see why you'd want the treasures. But the treasure's important to me, too. I'm sorry, but I just can't lose it. You have no idea what it means to me. Which one is it? It's the moon arrow.
Wait, the treasure that's so important to you is a weapon? I thought you didn't like fighting.
I know. I don't use it. I just... It reminds me of the happiest day of my life. Oh, no. You don't want to hear about that. It's boring. Okay. Well, Umakade like me are usually pretty aggressive. fighting is important to us. But I got in an accident when I was really young, and it made me really afraid of conflict. My parents, they hated that I was like that. It was really embarrassing to them to have a daughter who didn't fight. I tried a lot of things to get better, but my heart wasn't really in it. One day, just to find some inspiration, I read a book about an ancient war in the Yokai realm. I just loved it so much. Reading about things that happened so long ago. Imagining that I was there. That's when I found out that I loved history. My parents probably wouldn't have liked my fascination if they'd known exactly what it was I was so excited about. But they thought I was getting interested in the violence and gore of war, so they found me lots more books on the subject. It was a nice compromise, even if they didn't know it. In one of those books, I read about the sacred treasures. I really loved that one. It sounded so nice to live in a village protected by those treasures. So peaceful. At the end of the book, it was talking about theories of where the treasures might have ended up. The moon arrow apparently was stolen, but the thief dropped it in a river. It just so happened that I lived near that river, and I knew a spot where things would occasionally wash up from far upriver. I was so excited by the idea that, just maybe, one of the treasures had ended up near my home. I'd go out to the river all the time. I told my parents I was practicing hunting, but I'd actually root around in the mud, seeing if I could unearth something. And by sheer luck, it actually happened. The moon arrow really did end up there, who knows how long ago. It was incredible. I took it home and showed my parents. They were as excited as I was. They thought I was going to use it to kill people, but still. They made a big deal about how they were going to take me to the human realm to hunt down real humans. They talked about how I was finally becoming a respectable omukade. That night, I left. I took the moon arrow with me, and I never saw my parents ever again. Everyone was so happy, and I knew if I was there the next day, I'd just disappoint them and ruin it.
Wow. That was the happiest day of your life.
Mm-hmm. It's the only time both me and my parents were that happy at the same time.
I'm so sorry. That makes us all really complicated. Sweetie, is there anything that we can do?
Huh? Come with you? Where?
Oh, that's perfect. If she comes with us to the village, she can stay near the arrow. In fact, there's a vacant house right next to mine. She can move in next door.
Wait. Live in the Yokai Village? One of the most important historical sites in the Yokai realm? That would be amazing. Are you sure it's okay? Omukade aren't usually trusted.
Of course. All kinds of yokai are welcome. We'll absolutely vouch for you. I mean, unless you want to live in this cave?
Oh, yes. I mean, I'd love to come with you. Oh, goodness. I'm going to have to move everything. My whole library, not to mention the artifacts.
Okay, we'll do what we can to help. It sounds like we'll be here for a while, dear. Still, this went a lot more smoothly than I expected. Great job, dear. I am so proud of you.